Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, April 19th, 2024. I'm Rob Dunwood. And a bit of bad news for messaging apps. The Cyberspace Administration of China ordered Apple to remove WhatsApp, Signal, and Telegram from the Chinese App Store. Apple was also ordered to remove Meta's newest social media platform, Threads. Beijing has often viewed such platforms with caution, concerned that its citizens could use these apps to spread negative content and cause social unrest. An Apple spokesperson said, "We are obligated to follow the rules in the countries where we operate, even when we disagree." After being on sale for nearly a month, Meta announced Thursday that it is making the $199 price of the Meta Quest 2 permanent. This is half the price of the virtual reality headset when it debuted back in 2020. Meta also is cutting prices of Quest 2 accessories, like the Elite strap with battery. The Quest 2 is being supplanted by the Quest 3, which currently sells for $500, but Quest 2 currently plays all Quest games, save one exclusive Quest 3 title announced last month. The bill, which could ban TikTok in the United States, is gaining momentum. The Protecting Americans from Foreign Adversary Controlled Applications Act passed with significant bipartisan support in the House of Representatives last month, but seems to have stalled in the Senate. The House is set to vote on a revision of the bill this weekend that would give TikTok's parent company ByteDance 12 months to divest TikTok instead of the 6 months stipulated in the original measure. It is unfortunate that the House of Representatives is using cover of important foreign and humanitarian assistance to once again jam through a bill that would trample the free speech rights of 170 million Americans, devastate 7 million businesses, and shutter a platform that contributes $24 billion to the U.S. economy annually, TikTok said in a statement. After reporting its first quarter 2024 revenue, streaming giant Netflix unexpectedly announced that it will stop reporting subscriber numbers each quarter. The decision is seen as a sign that years of customer gains may be coming to an end. Netflix executives have urged investors to focus on revenue and operating margins when assessing the company's progress rather than customer additions. Netflix will stop reporting subscriber numbers starting Q1 of 2025. Meta just started testing its AI chatbots across WhatsApp, Instagram, and Messenger last week in India, but with the Indian general elections beginning on April 19th, the company has begun restricting election-related responses in the country. This is a new technology, and it may not always return the responses we intend, which is the same for all generative AI systems. Since we've launched, we've constantly released updates and improvements to our models, and we're continuing to work on making them better, a company spokesperson told TechCrunch. Web design and hosting platform Webflow announced that it acquired IntelliMize, a startup leveraging AI to personalize websites for unique visitors. The terms of the deal weren't disclosed, but a source familiar with the matter said the purchase price was in the eight-figure range. The majority of roughly 50 IntelliMize team members will join Webflow, but an undisclosed number of staffers either took outplacement packages or will let go and given severance. Scientists say they have found the strongest statistical evidence yet of an unknown ninth planet in our solar system. For years, some astronomers suggested that another undiscovered planet best explains unusual behavior on the edge of our solar system. Now, Konstantin Boygitin, an astronomer who helped popularize the theory, says that he and his team have found more evidence that suggests that the planet exists. After running a host of simulations to understand why objects beyond Neptune have unstable orbits, Dr. Boygitin said there are other explanations for the behavior of those objects, but the theory of Planet Nine remains the best explanation. After suspending deliveries of its stainless steel Cybertruck on Monday, Tesla issued a recall of the nearly 3,900 Cybertrucks currently out in the wild to fix a problem with the accelerator pedal. The metal accelerator pedal cover can become partially detached, allowing it to slide up and become trapped in place when the accelerator is pressed. Fortunately, applying the brake overrides the accelerator and cuts torque immediately, but that didn't prevent one owner from allegedly crashing into a light pole before he could bring a Cybertruck to a stop. The recall affects all 3,878 Cybertrucks that have been delivered, and there is no over-the-air fix. And finally, after a bit of delay, Apple has brought AirPlay to select IHG hotels throughout the U.S., Canada, and Mexico. Apple first announced the ability to use AirPlay in hotels with LG TVs during last year's WWDC. The feature was supposed to be released by the end of 2023, but the feature debuted Thursday and is available on iPhones running iOS 17.3. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. You can find show notes and links to all the headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
That's the sound of another sale on Shopify in store. Shopify POS is everything you need to sell in person. From payments to inventory, Shopify unites your sales into one commerce platform. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/retail23. Shopify.com/retail23.